This tank right here, this tallest one we have here.
Head brewer Les Locke explains how water becomes beer in this small warehouse. He's on his fifth batch for Branchline Brewing Company, located in a Northside business district.
When I think about beer, I think about the endless, you know, opportunities that we can do to incorporate, you know, our palate.
The grain mill is up and running, and the guys make sure the space is clean. Noises are important in a brewery, Locke said. It lets them know if something isn't working right. Locke will brew 3 year-round beers, an amber ale, rye IPA, and a blonde ale made with Texas wildflower honey. It's a far cry from a job at the State Department in Washington, D.C., which he turned down to make beer. His master's in public administration just doesn't compare to doing what he loves.
This is it. This is my zen, man. I'm cool.
Branchline Brewing is the result of years of hard work by owner Jason Ard. He got his start making beer at home like so many of us do. Branchline, the term for a set of tracks where trains pick up cargo to take back to the main line, is an homage to his grandfather.
So here we are, fast forward, you know, a few years and opening the brewery and brewing beer and about to get it on the market here.
Art is about to be in distribution mode and join a multi-million dollar industry in Texas. A report by UTSA professor and Freetail Brewing owner Scott Metzger showed only 0.7% of beer consumed in the state comes from craft brewers, but it employs 51.2% of all brewery jobs. Metzger figures by the year 2020, the Texas craft brew industry will generate $5.6 billion, a number he says is conservative. Ard says he is overwhelmed, but this is a dream come true.
I'm happy to be in Texas as a production brewery, and I'm really excited to be in San Antonio to kind of see this market grow.
He and Locke hope to be canning soon, and they say local pubs will have the beer on hand even sooner. Some creative brews include an eggnog milk stout. And
we're going to be putting out an oyster stout. You know, we actually put Texas Gulf Coast oysters in the beer. It brings a real nice kind of briny, salty note, but it's well balanced.
Locke says some people might not like all of his beers, but he says he is not in it to win everyone.
In fact, he probably won't, but the goal is to make a really good product, you know, and push some envelopes and then also be consistent in what we do.
Branchline Brewing's tap room will open up next month. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.